Η σειρά επεισοδίων «Πολλές φωνές, μία καρδιά» σας ταξιδεύει με τις ιστορίες Ελλήνων της Διασποράς. Αναζητήστε τα επεισόδια στα Apple Podcasts, στα Google Podcasts ή στην εφαρμογή SBS Radio App.
There's not only one eating disorder, there are many different types of eating disorders. I guess the most well-known eating disorder is probably anorexia and bulimia. So anorexia is often associated with extreme weight loss. And bulimia sometimes is a little bit hidden, but really it's to do with eating and then purging. So they're probably the most commonly known ones. And we've got a range of other kinds of conditions as well. And ultimately, it's what we call dysfunctional eating patterns that cause people some distress and problems.
And the study you participated in, one of the things it found was that eating disorders can have a severe impact on the quality of life of people, like similar to that of other mental health issues.
That's right, Vasily. So often we're hearing a lot now in the media around the problems associated with more common conditions like depression or anxiety. But what we found in this study is that people with eating disorders, these are fully diagnosed eating disorders, if you like, but also even people that had some signs of an eating disorder but did not meet the full criteria of what we might deem to be a fully fledged eating disorder, had important impacts on their quality of life. So these kinds of disorders are really impacting people's lives, impacting the way that they're feeling, impacting the way they're functioning. It's also important to note that we measured quality of life in a particular way in this study, where we used a scale called the SF6D, or short form six dimensions, and it measures, or it really taps into three areas of quality of life that seem to matter to people, and these are physical functioning, so really around our physical health, mental health around feelings of depression and anxiety, those sorts of things, social functioning, role limitation. Now, that could be, you know, people's ability to work or undertake any other activities, caring activities. Pain is an important one, and the final one is vitality, which is really to do with, you know, the feelings of energy and vitality. And importantly, people with what we call full threshold eating disorders had limitations or problems in each of those areas. That's when we compare them to people without eating disorders. And people that even had the sub-threshold eating disorders had some problems across some of those domains when we compared them to people without eating disorders.
What are the implications of this study?
It's really showing that not only full-blown disorders, but even, you know, these sub-threshold kind of conditions where people have some signs and symptoms but not a full-blown disorder, are impacting people's lives. And this is really important because there is kind of new thinking in the area of mental health, that rather than sticking to artificial boundaries of, you know, you meet the criteria for this disorder or you don't quite get there, so you don't have that disorder, what's really important is almost like a spectrum or a continuum of functioning where, you know, people's lives are being impacted. And, you know, we might want to do something about helping people in that way. So I think certainly our findings are contributing to this new body of thinking that sort of suggests that artificial boundaries of yes or no, while helpful, don't tell the full picture. And the other important implication, I guess, of our research is that people that have these sub-threshold disorders that have been considered, you know, less severe in the past really are impacting people's lives. So it's an important finding.
And recently there were some changes to Medicare, and now patients with eating disorders can get more treatment sessions. Would you say that's a positive step towards addressing eating disorders?
Oh, yes, we were very, very pleased to hear this news. So the changes for people with an eating disorder with the new Medicare announcements was that you can get up to 40 sessions with a mental health professional and up to 20 with a dietitian that might help you with diet and eating and those sorts of things. Now, this is really important because we found that the most effective interventions for eating disorders actually require more than 10 sessions, and they're not only effective but very, very cost effective. So I have to say that my team and I were very pleased when we heard these announcements, because I think they really will help people with eating disorders.
Ήταν ένα podcast του ελληνικού προγράμματος της ραδιοφωνίας SBS. Ακούστε επίσης το podcast «Πολλές φωνές, μία καρδιά» που σας ταξιδεύει με τις ιστορίες Ελλήνων της Διασποράς. Βρείτε το στα Apple Podcasts, στα Google Podcasts και στην εφαρμογή SBS Radio App.